just what stood out to you in the effort Sunday? And
well, I mean, there were a lot of things we've been struggling on that we did well. Number one would be third down. Number two would be red zone. I thought our tackling was a lot better, you know, so it was a combination of a lot of things that we struggled with the week before. So it's good to see the players come back and bounce back and you know, play with that effort, energy, and attitude.
What was your evaluation of how Tripp played for you?
He did a good job. Now, there was a lot of things going on. You know, I think as the week went on, the defense got a lot more comfortable. He's the quarterback of the defense. And, you know, in the game, as far as communication, there was no problems, you know, so that got us going in the right direction. But he did a very good job.
And everything's week to week. Did you see anything from the pass rush last week that you think might sustain?
Well, you know, hopefully, I think we've been getting, you know, progressively better and, you know, hopefully that we maintain that. The guys are working hard and, you know, we've done some things schematically, you know, to try to generate some things in, you know, in certain situations and field position and those type things. So, you know, their effort has been fantastic. And, you know, they had last week, I think what was critical, we had a great Wednesday and Thursday. And this week, very good Wednesday, very good Thursday. So, you know, they're definitely, you know, hope that there's some carryover to the game.
What do you see Nick Marshall in terms of his future? Where can he?
Well, I think, you know, Nick is a very talented individual. He has great instincts and great ball skills. You know, the thing that he lacks, obviously, is just playing experience at that position. And to see him come back after, you know, the early one, you know, where he got hit and he was in position, he just, you know, ended up not making the play, you know, going against a very good wide receiver. But to come back and play the way that he played after that, I thought that was fantastic. That showed that, you know, he has the demeanor you want out there at the cornerback position. And, you know, he played a very good game once, you know, he got that out of his system.
Is he absolutely a corner or could he ever play safety?
To me, he's a corner. You know, never thought about him at safety.
You said you're doing some different things schematically. Is this just a matter of just disguising better or just doing better?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things we could do. You know, we could get up there and show a blitz and come out and play zone and may screw up their protections. Or, you know, we could go ahead and blitz on, you know, a situation where maybe we don't usually blitz or disguising the coverages where it gets quarterback to show a cover two shell, come down and play three deep and, you know, gets quarterback to hold the ball a little longer. So there's a lot of different things that, you know, you possibly could do. But, you know, the guys, once again, though, they've done a fantastic job of working hard to get better.
When you guys were trying to sign Elon House, you guys look at the tape of him, see him against Julio Jones before.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he did a very good job, you know. Julio's a very good receiver, obviously, and he's going to get his, but we felt like he did a good job against him. Well, I think that the technique, they were a little more off, you know, in Green Bay, although he did play some press, and to remember exactly what, you know, we saw, I'd be, you know, guessing, but, you know, we felt like he did a very good job.
What was your reaction when Marshall arrived at the Senior Bowl and says, man, I was a quarterback, but I think of this level on
him? Well, it told me that he's, you know, he's a smart guy and he thought that, you know, that would be his best way to get to the NFL. And, you know, he wanted to try to help himself out. And I think that's the way most people looked at him. And, you know, so it showed that he's, you know, had some maturity to think that way. So.
Wait, I mean, I assume
he's
still pretty raw.
Oh, yeah, very raw. You know, last time I played, I think he was a freshman at Georgia. It was the last time that he played cornerback, you know. So he was raw, and, you know, we saw some skills. And, you know, Coach Walker did a good job with him. I think that had a part of us being able to sign him as a free agent.
In practice, are you seeing an ability to create turnovers from Marshall?
Yeah, he had a real good one yesterday in the red zone versus our offense. We went ones versus ones. He did a good job. So, and that's part of, you know, when he was on the scout team, we saw that ability, you know, making plays on the ball.
What concerns do you have about Haas if he's cleared to play?
Well,
because it just certainly looked when J.J. Watt the other night. You know, I'm not saying it's the exact same break, but I mean, it just seemed like he wasn't quite the same guy.
Well, I think Gene. You know, obviously the block protection, there may be a little concern there, you know, get your hands and get off a block. And I think he'll be able to wrap up with the tackling. You know, we'll have to see during the game. But I think the things that he brings to the defensive unit, even with the possibility of these things hindering him a little bit, I think that it's a plus for us as a defensive unit. He really has been playing good ball, and he's going to be at the right place. He's going to, you know, tell everybody what to do, and I think that's a positive for us. But I'm sure that, you know, as we go along, I think they may try to change the wrap that they have on his hand as we go along. So I don't know exactly what it'll be come Sunday.
How do you evaluate Ryan's been playing?
Who?
Matt Ryan.
Oh, Matt Ryan, I know you guys say I coach speak you, but, I mean, Matt Ryan's been a good quarterback in this league for a long time. And, you know, and there's, so we have nothing but respect for him. I mean, that's all we have for him. He's a good player. He's got good wide receivers. Roddy White's a good wide receiver. 83 is doing a good job at tight end. You know, he's been in the league for a long time. So we have, and 24, the running back, he's doing a fantastic job out of the backfield catching the ball also. So he has weapons that he can throw the ball to, and, you know, the guy's a good quarterback.
They've given a lot of turnovers this year.
Do
you see this as a game winner?
Well, I think, you know, it's turnovers. I mean, I think anytime there's a stat, you know, plus one in the NFL wins at a high percentage in turnovers. So I think anytime on the defensive side that you could get turnovers, I think it's a big plus for the team. And, you know, it's an emphasis that we've had since day one. It may not have always showed, but, you know, it is something that we talk about every day. You know, so whether the opponent is giving it away a bunch or not, it's still something that we emphasize and is very important to us as a philosophy. Chris Smith did a good job. We would have liked to see, you know, a little more production, but he did do a good job for playing, you know, a bunch. I believe he had, I don't know the exact number of snaps, but he had a good number of snaps. So he's going to do nothing but get better. He had a good day of practice today and yesterday. So that's good. His confidence is building. Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.